Four's Company, hour number two, here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman. We are presented by LPL Financial and Patrick Conger. Before we get into our question of the day, Nick Frazier, who is our Middle Tennessee Athlete of the Week this week?
Well, it is a senior quarterback over at DCA, Donaldson Christian Academy, Mitchell Carey. He's a 2024 senior, 90 completions for 1,400 passing yards, 23 passing touchdowns, 246 rushing yards, and 4 rushing touchdowns, combined for a total of 1,600 yards and 27 touchdowns. My goodness, some stats here. Wow. Let's see, career stats at DCA, 337 completions, 5,364 passing yards, 70 passing touchdowns, 60.3 completion percentage. Some solid stats. In the classroom, Mitchell is a 4.05 weighted GPA and plans on attending the Air Force Academy, or the United States Coast Guard Academy. So, hey, good for him.
Wow.
Thank you for your service.
Awesome stuff.
And in the community, Mitchell has served meals for local retirement villages and also volunteers that sets up flags in Donaldson for the Veterans Day celebration. So, good for Mitchell.
That's awesome. Great stuff, Mitchell.
Thanks for doing good stuff in the community as well.
Great football player, good student, and, joining our military one way or the other with Air Force or the Coast Guard. So
I mean, Army and Navy right now are undefeated. There's some teams there that are undefeated.
Navy's about to lose one, in my opinion.
You think they're going to lose today to Notre Dame?
They got the Irish today.
I got Coach Newt. Coach Newt doesn't lose. Just saying.
I don't think it's happening.
Really. I think that there's a very good element for some chaos today.
I like chaos.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
I'm an agent of chaos.
If it doesn't involve Tennessee, give it to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me know if you don't understand that reference.
You're an agent of chaos?
You get it?
Is that
I feel like I do know it.
Wallman's about to get it.
Is that the movie with Steve Carell?
No.
Dang.
Were you thinking Get Smart?
Yes, Get Smart.
It's Dark Knight.
Oh, right. Yes, it is.
I'm an agent of chaos.
And we continue.
All right, let's get to our question of the day. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Our phone line is driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. You can text or call if you have an answer to our question. Connor Newt wants to know, what is a song that represents how you feel about your sports teams right now? This could be NFL, college football, baseball, basketball, hockey, whatever you want.
Mine's all of them.
It could be all of them. And I'm in the same boat as you. We'll get to our answers in a second. We have a couple answers on our text line. Wes from Hermitage has a few in mind. None of them are all that positive. In the End by Linkin Park, which is, in the end, it doesn't really matter. Yeah. Dear Agony, Breaking Benjamin, I Feel Like Dying, Lil Wayne, Worthless by Eli, and Gave Up by Nine Inch Nails.
That list makes me sad.
Wes Hermitage depressing us on this Saturday morning.
I mean, he's about to fuel my thing.
Need I continue? Morning, fellas. So,
good morning, Wes.
Good morning, Wes.
I hope you're okay.
Yeah.
If you need help, listen to Chase and Big Joe. They have a message for you.
If you want to call us and talk things out, you're always welcome to.
Have a cup of coffee. That clears things up for some people.
I am open for therapeutic appointments. Okay.
Buffalo on our text line says, Never Give Up on You by Judah and the Lions for their Green Bay Packers. So I guess the big win against the Texans last week.
Are we sure this isn't Robbie?
Oh, it could be. I don't know.
If
it is Robbie, we need to put Robbie's name in the text line so we know who it is.
As Buffalo.
Or Roy G. Biv. All right, let's get to our answers here. Nick Frazier, what is a song that represents how you feel about your sports teams?
I mean, right now, a lot of my teams are in the same boat as Connor, not doing great. And I'm going to go with Elton John. I guess that's why they call it the blues.
Ah, that's a good one.
That's just probably an easy one to choose, but yeah, that's my go-to right now.
I'm going to go with Luke Combs, Beer Never Broke My Heart.
Yes.
Just because of the one line, football teams have torn this boy apart. It's true. The Titans are not making us feel very good about the present or the future right now, so I'll go with Beer Never Broke My Heart by Luke Combs.
I'll go a little old school. Michael Johnson, Bluer Than Blue.
Hey.
You know that one? Bluer Than Blue. Sadder Than Sad. Yeah.
You didn't listen to it on the way here, right?
I did.
Oh, boy.
It's a good song. I've been in an 80s groove lately. It was either that one or Phil Collins Against All Odds. That's a good one.
You know what? Send me your playlist. I feel like we got some common...
Dude, I'm all over the place.
Really?
I'm old stuff.
You got some Conway Twitty in there, too?
No, I don't have Conway. Dude, I didn't know who Conway Twitty was until Chase told me.
Really?
Yeah.
He's on my
playlist. On the show. He was like, have you ever seen this Family Guy clip? This explains Conway Twitty. Oh, yeah. So,
Jake Wallman, you might be a little conflicted here because Vols just beat Alabama.
Yeah.
But the Titans are not doing very well.
Yeah, so.
How are you feeling?
If you say Rocky Top, I'm kicking you off the other things.
The way I'm going is, so this song excludes the Vols in football, basketball, and baseball. So it mainly covers the Titans and the Braves. I'm going to go with Circles by Post Malone.
See you soon.
No. Yeah, just the way the Titans have, the way the franchise has ran the past 2-3 seasons, it just feels like we're going in circles. That's, and then
you guys all went new, or you went old age. Yeah. Me and him, we're speaking to the people.
And then the Braves in the playoffs the past 3 seasons, not making it out of their first round games. So,
I could go Sound of Silence by Simon Garfunkel.
Hello, and darkness, my old friend.
And Nick Frazier, I feel you on the Conway Twitty stuff. I've got some Conway Twitty on my playlist.
Yeah, I actually have a vinyl of Conway. It's not mine, it's my grandmother's, but I've...
You know what I've been listening to lately? You might like this.
Okay.
Michael Bublé, but like from like 2006.
Hey, there's some
he does
Michael
a lot
Bublé.
Of like... Sinatra, Dean Martin sounding stuff.
I'm with some Michael Bublé.
You might like that.
Yeah.
Dude, I love that kind of
movie. Want me some Josh Groban, too?
Love Josh Groban.
Yeah, gotta get a little good mixture up in there. It's like a concoction of solid music.
That's my sad. Well, Michael Bublé I play when I'm feeling good.
He's got a good Christmas album.
I don't do Christmas music. I did when I was a kid, but...
Oh, been blaring for a while now.
Really? Yeah, it's
not me.
It's October.
I hear it around. I do.
Yeah, it's...
What's Shedeur Sanders' song? Maybe that's what
perfect
we should...
Perfect timing.
Perfect timing. Maybe that's what we should...
Oh, my
God. Did you guys know that they make... The Colorado band does not play their fight song after they score a touchdown because he's got to play his song over the PA?
Yeah.
Is that like a...
That's a thing.
That's a Dion thing.
Yeah, it's...
Music. There was a tweet yesterday because there was like a way too early NFL mock draft that had Shedeur going to the Browns, and I forget who it was. It might have been Albert Breer tweeted out, Dion will not let Shedeur go to Carolina or Cleveland.
Yeah,
he didn't mention Nashville.
God, no.
Yeah,
I'm not fully in on it, but could I see it happening? Shedeur puts butts in seats. That's
so does Travis Hunter.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Travis Hunter doesn't play quarterback, and the Titans are in dire need of someone who can do that.
I don't think you do it this year. But that doesn't sound like the answer to a question of the day to me, Jake.
I was saying perfect timing by Shedeur Sanders.
Anyways.
If you have any other thoughts on our text line, 615-737-1025, very depressing question of the day today. None of us even tried to be hopeful about anything. We went full on... I mean, it's tough.
If you were to give me one for the Preds.
Well, the Preds are...
Who are on the rise. They're coming back.
Yeah. What's a good one?
Let's just think on of, up.
I'm Still Standing. Elton John.
Well, yeah. What's with the Elton John today?
I don't know. That was just the first one that came to mind.
Moving on up. What's the song they play on game night on ESPN? All the way up.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I'm all the way up.
I think it's a Drake song or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
It makes me mad every time I hear it.
I mean, the Preds are... It's tough when your professional sports teams in town are a combined 3-10.
Yeah. But basketball's coming. I'll be okay. Kentucky hit 21 threes the other day against St. Bernard Academy out in Nashville.
Hey, I've played out there. It's not a bad court.
They got a big stadium pulse out there. They got that big stage.
Yeah, they do.
It's kind of intimidating.
It's on the baseline
as
well.
Yeah, I used to hang out there right before games. And it was just like... Yeah. That's where I would do my stretches, and then, you know, lay up.
Yeah, on top of it? Yeah, and then you go down.
Layup lines and pass drills.
Jake Lyman looks lost.
You didn't experience parochial Nashville basketball.
No, I did not.
Jake, back in the day when we were in parochial schools, parochial football was a big thing. So was basketball. Now all these schools that are, you know, parochial league, whatever, they don't do that no more. They all have conglomerated into like feeder teams into either like a JP2 or a Father Ryan.
Yeah. That was the best stretch four you'd ever see.
I can see it.
I was spreading the floor.
I'm just putting it out there. Parochial league football on Saturday mornings was almost better than college football.
Sometimes. Really?
Yeah. I'm putting it out there.
8 a.m.
I'm sad I missed it. I'm trying to think. I guess Vanderbilt in town we could be happy about. Maybe they win today.
What's one for Vanderbilt?
We could say Dynamite, but maybe not even the fight song.
The Teo Cruz.
The Teo Cruz one.
I remember that.
Tie it in with the fight song a little bit. I don't know. There hasn't been a ton in Nashville to be all that happy about sports-wise over the last couple of months. Outside of Vandy, we got basketball starting next week, so maybe things will change. And maybe we'll see the Preds start to live up to the hype a little bit here. They got the Blue Jackets coming up later today, so maybe can get to 3-5, inch closer back to 500, and start to put some things together here. We'll see. 615-737-1025, if you have any more thoughts on our question of the day, what song represents how you feel about your sports teams right now? Sadly, we have to dig into the depression a little bit more. We're going to talk Titans on the other side. Titans made some trades, starting to maybe wave the white flag on the 2024 season. We'll talk about it next here on Forbes Company, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. A little posty on your Saturday morning.
I'm about to sing for you.
He was at Nissan on Saturday night.
Max, the other day, was telling me how much he hates country Post Malone.
Really? Oh, I love it.
I love it. I think it's great.
I like his old stuff, but I love the new.
I think it's great.
The country album. I thought it was awesome. He first ever arena show or stadium show for Post Malone on Saturday at Nissan Stadium.
I love it.
So
that's a good album.
It's a great song there.
Hot take. I think the Dolly Parton one might be my favorite.
Parton one's good. He's got two with Luke Combs on that album.
The second one.
The second one is better. Mm-hmm. The one that isn't on the radio. Guy for that is the one that's on the radio. It's solid.
The second one.
Missing You Like This. That's
a
good one.
I like those two, and I like the one with Chris Stapleton.
Yes.
One's great.
The Jelly Roll one is good,
I like
too.
That one, too.
A lot of good songs. Shameless plug for Post Malone.
I like the Blake Shelton one, if we're naming off songs.
He was the surprise guest on Saturday.
Really?
He came out and sang Pour Me a Drink.
Were you there?
I was. I was in the nosebleeds.
Someone bought tickets.
We got back from Blacksburg at like 6 o'clock, and, Last second decision. Tune into Sports Talk 8:30 a.m. tomorrow for coverage of the Straight Talk Wireless 400. Coverage will begin at 12:30. The race is set to start at 1:30 p.m. Coverage also available at thegamenashville.com. Let's talk Titans here shortly. Don't need to spend a ton of time on the Titans. Honestly, I was kind of going to just we were going to just go a Titan-free show after what happened in Buffalo on Sunday. But they made some trades, and I feel like we have to talk about what it means for this Titans team moving forward. DeAndre Hopkins has been traded for a conditional fifth-round pick to the Chiefs, becomes a fourth if the Chiefs go to the Super Bowl and DeAndre Hopkins plays 60% of the snaps the rest of the year. And then Ernest Jones, we barely knew you, Ernest. He is now in Seattle for Jerome Baker and a fourth-round pick. Does it feel like that's the white flag from Rand Carthon and Brian Callahan that they're ready to kind of mail this thing in the rest? Not mail it in, but like that they're looking ahead to 2025.
Their hopes are over.
I was waiting. I was going to say I'm not going to start until I get some pessimism from Nick Freeman.
Let me give the pessimism real quick. Yeah, the hope is over for making the playoffs. They have like currently a 3.4, according to ESPN's like statistics, they have a 3.4 playoff percentage. I'm like, come on. Like, just say zero at this point.
Yeah.
They have a top three projected pick. I mean, they're definitely they're shipping off their best assets right now, what they can get for draft capital. I mean, the DeAndre Hopkins trade, good. Hopefully they make the Super Bowl. Hopefully he wins just for his sake of his career. The Ernest Jones thing, it's a solid trade because you still get a fifth-round pick from the Rams that is a conditional.
Yeah, you basically flipped. It ends up being you sent a fifth and got back a fourth, a sixth, and Jerome Baker. So it's a great trade for Rand Carthon. But, you know, it's still only a fourth than a sixth. Like, it's not like you got a third-round pick out of it or something like that.
And I mentioned it yesterday, Chase. Like, I will emphasize this until the cows come home. Rand Carthon in that preseason game against the Saints mentioned that this staff specifically will be evaluated on their late-round draft picks. Like, that is something that I'm putting a lot of emphasis towards, because if those don't work out, if your diamonds in the rough don't work out, you're losing your job. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. I mean, I think you continue to sell. I think you just fire sell it.
Yes.
There's nothing for this season. There's nothing you can do. I think you've shown your cards. I think now, do I think everyone gets fired? No. But I heard Chase say this earlier in the week. Based on this season and based how Amy Adams Strunk has handled stuff like this, mm-hmm. someone's paying. Someone's paying the consequences, whether that be Ran, whether that be Chad Brinker, whether that be Brian Callahan, although I think he's the least of the three that will get
Callahan's going to get a chance to get his guy at quarterback, yes. I think. Mm-hmm. But
here's the thing. I don't think Ran is drafted bad. I think he's had good drafts.
Yeah.
I think he's brought in good players, but they're not performing to the level that they would hope.
Right.
Calvin Ridley is not – he's not – I don't want to say he's not good. He's a great receiver. He's very talented.
Yep.
But the chemistry is not there between him and
the quarterback. He's not performing.
No. He's not performing. Your offensive line, they did absolutely nothing to fix the right tackle situation this year. Mm-hmm. You're seeing the results of that.
True.
This is what happens. This is why I think that if the Titans have high enough draft position, you don't take a quarterback, because this is not the year to do it. I think you go tackle. You fix that position. But I don't want to talk about drafting late October, like we did last week.
Yeah.
Who, if they continue the fire sale, who else is on the move?
Harold Landry, I think.
I think that is the most likely one.
Yeah. I mean, everybody knows where I stand on this. It's Jeffrey Simmons.
Yeah, you want Big Jeff gone.
Russini, I believe, reported that they will not trade Jeffrey Simmons.
Unless somebody blows them away with an offer, which, given the way Big Jeff has played this year, I don't know if anyone's going to be shelling out a first-round pick for Big Jeff right now.
I don't know if there's anyone you can flip anymore on offense. Maybe like Dylan Raidens.
But do you want to make that offensive line even worse than it already is?
I don't think you do. I'm trying to think of guys that are solid players but can contribute.
I think
something.
Offense, you're kind of tapped out with DeAndre Hopkins. Defense, Quandre Diggs, if anybody wants him. But like, TD made a good point to me earlier this week that he was on the market in August, and you wouldn't have had to give up draft capital to get him, and nobody really was going to. So is somebody going to give up a sixth or a seventh round pick for Quandre Diggs? Probably not.
Why not?
Could you get a second or a third for Harold Landry? Maybe. I know the Lions have kind of been talked about as a possible landing spot there. It wouldn't have happened this week because the Titans aren't going to trade Harold Landry to go face him this Sunday.
Yeah.
But maybe that's one to keep an eye on.
And you make a good point about that, Jake. I feel like if you, I guess, after the game is over on Sunday, look at the percentage of snaps that Harold Landry played against the Lions, that may give a solid dictation on maybe the Titans are going to trade Harold Landry.
That is a good point.
The Lions or somebody else.
But if you trade Harold Landry, you have nothing at edge rusher. Nothing. I mean, Arden Key had a sack last week. Great. First time in like a year and a half. But the outside of that, you've got a seventh-round pick in Jalen Harrell and really not much else.
You're right.
So if you're trading away Harold Landry, I think that is the first sign that the Titans are preparing to actually embrace the rebuild.
A multi-year rebuild.
Because it makes sense to get rid of these expiring contract guys like DeAndre Hopkins and Ernest Jones if you don't have any intent on bringing them back. Harold Landry's under contract next year.
Here's the thing, and I think you'll agree with me on this, Nick. This offseason, or this last offseason, set the Titans back years.
Yep,
100%.
Years. They didn't embrace the rebuild.
They didn't. They thought they had a chance to compete, and they didn't.
And back to your point earlier about somebody's going to have to pay for this, because I feel like Amy Adams Strunk was fooled by Rand Carthon himself.
Yep.
Because everybody was so bought in on, maybe we'll catch lightning in a bottle with this team. This might be an actual type season where they had, like with the Bengals in year one with Burrow and Chase, they could go on a Super Bowl run. I feel like Amy Adams Strunk was sold on that and was fooled right in front of her face.
I hate to use the term, because I don't like the term, and Jared uses it, and you know where I'm going with this. We got fooled by toxic positivity, folks.
Bingo.
They got us. They hooked us. I mean, it's like fishing. We took the bait. They hooked us. We're someone's dinner now.
But you know where it all starts, right?
Ownership.
Will Levis. I mean, the whole season hinged on Will Levis, and I get why they did it. They wanted to surround him with as much talent as possible so they could make a fair evaluation of whether he's the quarterback or not. But when he doesn't pan out, it makes everybody look stupid because you're like, well, we just brought in Calvin Ridley and L'Jarius Sneed and Lloyd Cushenberry and made it look like we're ready to go try and win the division, and now we're 1-5. It starts with Will Levis. I did say all offseason, though, that the worst-case scenario is being 8-9 or 7-10. I'll be 2-15 if that means that you pick high in the draft and you know that you don't have a quarterback. That's fine with me. It's better than being 8-9 and having Daniel Jones.
We did say this season we're going to find out if Will Levis is the guy. We will know. I think we know.
I don't want to say, like, if the Titans were to rebuild, like if it's going to take about 3 to 4 years, I think it'd be like about 3 to 5 years. I wouldn't say a 5-year rebuild. But say if the Titans do have a top 2 pick and they end up trading back and evaluating the offensive line, just retooling that.
Yeah.
Would you rather see the Titans trade for an established quarterback already in the NFL? And then that could actually kind of...
I think they need to sign a bridge guy this offseason. And then...
It's fair.
Here's my perfect plan for the Titans.
That will absolutely not fail. Ever.
Clip it. Nope. We're getting it ready.
Perfect plan for the Titans.
Get your notepads out.
Rand Carthon, if you're listening to this, write this down. Titans pick in the top 3 this year.
Mm-hmm.
They trade back.
Mm-hmm.
As far as you can. Mm-hmm. Go down to 10, 11, 12. Pick up a first-round pick for next year,
mm-hmm.
and take either a tackle, a wide receiver, an edge rusher, whoever you think the best player is.
Mm-hmm.
Sign Andy Dalton to be your quarterback for 2025.
Mm-hmm.
And go 6-11. That's fine with me. Go 6-11, go 7-10 with Andy Dalton.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have 2 first-round picks that you can trade up and go get your quarterback. That's my plan.
Okay.
That's my plan. Will that happen? Almost certainly no. Would that even work? Who knows? Because having those 2 first-round picks doesn't guarantee that you're going to get yourself to a spot where you can get a quarterback. But, well, we'll see. Let's quickly go to Wes in Hermitage, who is he's been on our text line talking about the Titans, sending us some great songs. Wes, what you got for us on the Saturday morning?
And are you okay?
Ah, man, I wish I was okay. I'm about as okay as the Titans are right now. This is my question. I hear this a lot, and I hear everybody saying that this season was about Will Levis and that Rand Carthon gave them all the opportunities, all the weapons they needed to make sure that they could see if he was a legit quarterback. Now, I'm out on Will Levis, but my question is this. What position did Sadiq Charles play?
Right tackle.
Right guard.
Or right guard, yeah.
Right guard. Okay, whenever he decided that he was not going to play for us, what was the plan to fix that position once he said, I'm out?
Dylan Radins, who has actually been pretty good.
Right, but then that still leaves the right tackle position open, right?
No, that is true. They had no plan at right tackle.
That's my thing, is how can you fully evaluate a quarterback or say that Rand gave him everything that he needed if you start the season without a right tackle?
Wes, I don't know if you heard Rand Carthon. They checked every box this offseason from the...
That's what I'm concerned about, and that's why my new saying is, let Rand run. Get him out of here.
Jared would love that.
Yes, we need to find Jared up in the Great White North and get his thoughts on this call. Wes, thanks for the call. Good thoughts. And no, I agree with you. Yes, did they give Will Levis lots of pieces? For sure. But they did not fix right tackle. They didn't have a plan at right tackle.
They didn't. And they're going to lie to you and tell you they did because they want you to feel good about the team.
Yeah.
Do we feel good about the team?
No, not at all.
Nah. Although, real quick, before we go to break, Texter does bring up something interesting. What about Marcus Mariota?
God.
I don't think that would ever happen.
Yeah.
Marcus would not come back here, I don't think. Yeah. I think he's moved on. He looked great last week for the Commanders.
And I was happy for him, too.
I have lots of friends who are Washington fans, having grown up there, and I texted all of them when Jaden Daniels got hurt. I was like, I'm so sorry you have to watch Marcus play football, because it's been bad. Like, with the Raiders, he wasn't great. With the Falcons, he wasn't great. He looked good on Sunday, and I'm happy for him. I am, because I loved watching Marcus play here 16, 17, 18. Didn't work out, but...
I think the bridges have been burned here for Marcus.
No, I don't think Marcus is coming back. But
he's a fan favorite. He's a Nashville sweetheart. But
would it make me mad if they just said next year, "Hey, we're going to get a bridge guy who's going to play here for 1 year and we're going to move on." No.
What would make me mad? Hey, Will Levis has been great for us this season.
Let's bring him back.
Let's bring him back.
You know who I want? Not Andy Dalton. I want Tyrod Taylor to be our quarterback next year.
Hey. I'm all in on Sam Darnold.
Tyrod too may mess around.
Darnold's going to cost too much.
Yeah,
Darnold will get a Kirk Cousins type deal this year.
Yeah,
I bet he'll get like, maybe not Kirk Cousins. He'll probably get 3 years, like $100 million
with Minnesota.
No, because Minnesota just drafted McCarthy. Yeah. He'll go somewhere else.
How do you feel about Jimmy G?
No, he's done. All right, well, we got to get to a break here. Good Titans talk. We got to talk some Preds coming up next. Predators have won back-to-back games. They've started to settle in with this new group. They play Columbus here in Nashville later on today. We'll talk Predators and Smashville coming up next. John Force Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Join Jared Stillman, Chris Sanders, and Derek Mason at Twin Peaks in Madison tomorrow for the pregame show from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. They will break down the Titans' Week 8 matchup against the Lions and give you the latest updates before the game. The pregame show is presented by Parman Tractor and Equipment, Sundeck Nashville, Sloan's Motorcycle ATV, and award-winning Blue Note Juke Joint and Blue Note Crossroads Bourbon. Force Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman. Quickly going to talk some Preds before we get to our weekend picks in the final segment. Predators with a 3-2 win over the Blackhawks last night. They are now 2-5 after an 0-5 start. Seems like things are finally starting to fall into place here for Nashville. All the hype in the offseason, you hate to start 0-5, but it's a long season, and it's good to see that they've been able to get back-to-back victories.
Yeah, absolutely, and especially last night, I honestly thought it was kind of over when it got to 2-0.
I did too.
It's like, oh boy, this is going to be a long, long night if that's the case.
And almost went to 3-0.
Yeah, that challenge, obviously. Yeah. But, I mean, the Preds are a team that just has a will to win. I think these type of trips, and I believe Ryan O'Reilly mentioned this too earlier with the Chase and Big Joe show this past week, and I agreed to that point of, you know, you go on road trips, you're able to build chemistry with the certain players, younger players, like a guy like Zach LaRue, who's been a huge piece to them so far this season, being called up from Milwaukee. I mean, you have these type of trips that kind of set the chemistry and set the tone for the whole season. And it kind of reminds me last year from the Vegas where the U2 concert where they canceled that. I feel like that's kind of the same situation here. It's like nothing was canceled, but business is business.
This is what I love about Andrew Brunette and Barry Trotz. Mm. They want to win, and there's no excuses with them. Either you win or you lose.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference to me. This is a little off topic, but that's the difference between the Preds front office, ownership, all that. Titans, I don't think we can say they don't want to win. They obviously want to win.
But there's more excuse making from the Titans.
There's, oh, we're going to be great this year, and we want to please the fans, and then, oh, fans, please stay with us. Blah, blah, blah.
They always have to explain themselves.
Yeah.
Whereas the Preds, you don't really have to do that.
Yeah. Preds are, you know, we're not performing the way we want to be performing. We apologize to the fans, but stick with us. We're going to get right back up. And I believe them when they say that. Because they've proven time and time again that they will.
And they back up their word.
Yep.
Yeah.
They do it.
And the reason I believe the Predators is because before last season, Barry Trotz was saying, hey, yeah, we might have to take a step backwards before we take a step forwards. Like, basically saying, like, this could be a rough year. But guess what? It wasn't. They went to the playoffs, and Barry Trotz said, guess what? This team, this young core, has shown me that they can be the pieces we need around some of this veteran talent. I'm going to go get you Steven Stamkos, Jonathan Marchessault, and Brady Shea.
And it's gone well. I mean, it didn't start out well, but like I said, pieces are starting to mesh together.
We have faith that it's going to figure itself out.
One of your new signings just scored a game winner last night.
Yeah.
Brady Shea.
I think it's his second goal of the year, too.
Yeah.
I mean, The guy's just
more goals than Steven Stamkos this year.
Hey, hey, hey. Easy now. Stammer's going to get his chance, okay? Every weekend on the Saturday show, I always predict Stamkos will get a PowerPoint point or a goal.
PowerPoint?
PowerPoint.
Was he going to give us a TED Talk?
Hey, a power play point. My goodness. Wow. How about that?
I'm Steven Stamkos. This is my TED Talk.
Yeah, PowerPoint. Oops. My bad. The sleep's catching up to me.
No,
guys.
They should make that. That should be a hockey term. A power play point. PowerPoint.
PowerPoint. PowerPoint. I think we have just broke the system. Sorry about that. The sleep.
I mean, hockey likes to abbreviate everything, like a shorty and
the
you
peeper.
Know,
yeah.
Excuse me?
The peeper.
The peeper.
It's the right. Power play.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's what Luke calls it.
They love the abbreviations up there. We just came up with a new one.
Yep.
A PowerPoint.
The PowerPoint.
The PP.
The PowerPoint. All right. As for like Stamkos and whatnot, I think he's just going to take extra time, to be fair. It's just going to take a little extra time. But I think this power play will kind of – we've already seen it. Like, the chemistry passing the puck has been pretty fluid, whereas last year, like, you'd see some struggles from time to time. But I think it's more there. It's more complete this year than it was last year.
And Columbus coming in today, not a team that's expected to be all that competitive. That's a game that you could continue to build off of and see if you can get yourself a win. Should be a fun one tonight. 6 o'clock pregame show right here on the game with puck drop at 7. The Preds official pod will be before that, so you can get your Preds coverage started at 5. And then on Monday, Steven Stamkos makes his return home.
Yes.
Going to Tampa on Monday night. That's a 6:30 puck drop down there in Tampa Bay.
Think some tears will be shed?
Yeah, I think they're going to do something special for him. Like they have to. Like everybody who returns gets their little video montage. I bet they're going to do something extra.
No way they boo him, right?
No, not at all.
No,
I don't think so.
You might hear.
I mean,
he
did leave him high and dry.
Pretty sour.
I don't know.
Yeah.
They
bring back Ryan McDonagh and Stamkos is out. We're going to Nashville.
They did that for him too.
Yeah.
I mean, they did replace him with Jake Guentzel.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's fan favorite. He had the key to the city.
I will say, Preds kind of own Tampa Bay in trades. Honestly.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
You get a haul for
Tanner Jeannot.
Yeah.
Go grab McDonagh, does some good stuff for us, and then take him back and go grab Stamkos.
They're a rental.
Yeah, that was.
Really
they're a car rental place. We'll take your Ferrari.
I would be shocked if they boo him on Monday.
I don't know. I'm kind of torn. Like, I feel like there are some diehard fans that are just, oh, he was great for us, and, you know, we loved him while he was here, but I feel like they're some. It's always the more casual fans.
Yeah,
like,
that is true.
Yeah,
we'll see. But an opportunity here for the Predators to continue this win streak again. Columbus tonight at Bridgestone Arena. Puck drop at 7, and then if Steven Stamkos can get his revenge, you win those games, you're right back one game below 500. So an opportunity for the Preds to continue this run after the slow start to the season. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. We're going to make some picks to wrap up the show here on this Saturday. Going to pick some college football, some NFL football, I think. I haven't really settled in on what we're picking yet today. I'll make that decision in the break.
Professional darts?
Why not?
Sure.
Why not? We'll do some darts. We'll do
Coach
a wild
Newt's
card
game tonight
coming
against
up
Michigan.
After this. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Forest Company, 1025-1063 the game.
Oh yeah.
Is this your song?
This is my song.
Forest Company.
I can catch up. I'm not going to sing. We got booed off the airwaves.
Yeah, that's true. We don't want Chase to take our show away. Forest Company, 1025, 1063, the game. Jake Lyman,
right out until it's
Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, serenading all of Nashville, and Jake Wallman.
We got to get to the part so you know how I feel.
Okay.
Here we go. Doesn't this make you think of like an 80s montage of like
yeah.
the end of a movie and they jump up and
it like cross dissolves in between videos?
Yeah.
It makes like me think of the Friends scene where like Chandler and Joey move
yeah.
out and Chandler's
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
like looking out the window.
Is this the song?
I don't think
it
so.
It might be, honestly.
Might be.
There's a chance.
I feel like I'm supposed to be
no,
crying
wait,
in the rain.
That one is that's the all by myself.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
Celine.
Yes.
Love me some Celine.
Let's get to our weekend picks here. We got a little under 10 minutes before we get into a full slate of college football. Let's start with college football. Vanderbilt and Texas, just down the road on West End. Commodores and Longhorns. Texas, 18.5-point favorites.
Ooh.
But we're not picking against the spread. We pick straight up here. Does Vandy get the upset done? Nick Frazier, you were leaning that way. Do they do it?
They do it.
Woo!
Wow. They do it. I am that 60% went to 100%. I think Vandy wins today, and I think it's close. I think they win by 3. I think it's a field goal. You know, Vandy had the struggles against Missouri with that overtime field goal. I think the redemption is today.
Guess what? I'm right there with you.
Oh, my God.
Anchor down. Anchor down.
We are a homer program.
I will go 37-34. I'm with you. Three-point game. I think Vandy's going to have to do the same thing that they did against Alabama. 37-34. Vanderbilt takes down Texas today.
I got to bring you both back down. It ain't happening today. I'm telling you. I think Texas gets the early lead and runs with it. Give me Texas like 38-20. It's
38-20?
Yeah.
So they're not going to cover the spread.
Nope.
Wow.
Just ever so slightly.
Yep.
Jake Wallman, are you making it a split?
Yeah, I'm going to make it a split, but I do think Vandy covers the spread. I'm going to say Texas 41, Vanderbilt 30.
All right.
Both teams putting up some points today.
Okay.
I said spread. I said I didn't know. I don't know
what was that?
I don't know. I said I wasn't going, or I didn't know what we were going to pick. I had Titans on there. Do we need to pick Titans? I think we're all picking the Lions.
I think we're all going Lions.
Okay. Let's pick the Preds. Preds and Jackets tonight from Bridgestone Arena. I think the Preds get it done. I think the Preds make it 3 in a row. They're starting to feel good. They're starting to get that chemistry going. Give me Nashville getting back to 3-5 on the year.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I think the Preds get it done. I don't think Columbus is a very good team. I think they don't have a lot of depth. Nashville has the goal scorers to get it done. Give me, you know what? You've inspired me, Nick Frazier.
No.
Give me Steven Stamkos to score today.
On a PowerPoint?
On a peeper.
Is he going to get a PowerPoint?
He could get a PowerPoint.
He's going to get that pee-pee goal.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I am taking the Preds to win as well, 5-1. And I'm going with Jonathan Marchessault.
Oh, that's a good one.
To get a goal.
That's a good pick.
Yeah.
That's a good pick.
I think Marchie, they call him Marchie.
Marchie.
Right?
I call him Marchie.
Abbreviating everything, Marchie is going to get a goal today.
Yeah, if you guys are picking goals, I'll pick a goal too.
Okay.
The Factor puts one in the net.
I was between the Fact Daddy.
Ryan O'Reilly
Roar.
With a goal. Jake Wallman. Preds?
Preds. Jackets. Preds win. 3-0, two scores from Phil.
Ooh. Juicy shot.
No, two scores from Phil.
Or Wedgwood will probably be in goal today.
And
back-to-back.
Yeah.
Power play goal from Brady Shea.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Two in a row.
Man, he's picking all his goals.
Yeah.
I like it. Let's do a wild card here. What you guys got?
Give me a second. Go ahead, Nick Frazier.
Nick, do you have one in mind?
Well, I was going to go professional darts, but I was just joking about that.
No, do it, please.
I really don't.
Please go darts.
I do follow it, but no. Luke Humphreys is a great darts player, but no, we're going to go on to college football. I think Penn State wins on the road, and they stay in the top three for the top three in college football, excuse me. So take Penn State to beat Wisconsin today.
Jake Wallman.
I'm going to go with Indiana and Washington, the game that's our game day game.
Game day.
Today. Indiana is without their starting QB. Former VFL Taven Jackson is going to make the start for the Hoosiers today. I think Washington makes it close, but I think Indiana pulls one out. Final score 31-27.
I'm going to go chaos again. I already said Vandy beats Texas. Missouri beats Alabama.
Why are you so high on Missouri?
I'm not as high on Missouri as I used to be, but I don't know why Alabama is a 15.5-point favorite
look at
in
that.
This game.
It's all Texas.
All Texas on game day.
It was all Alabama, too. I will be the lone wolf. Missouri takes down Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And loser. ends Kalen DeBoer and the Tide's playoff chances.
Loser leaves the top 25.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Connor, have you found anything yet?
Yeah, I'm going to please Nick Frazier again today.
Oh, take him.
The Ponies.
Yes!
Playing the Duke Blue Devils.
They're doing it. They're my dark horse from the ACC. I only have one loss.
They're coming in. Number 22 in the nation. They come into Durham. Duke is also 6-1, so this should be a good game. Pony up, baby.
Pony up.
The Pony Express.
You know what? You got to get a cowboy hat now.
I do.
Yeah.
And a belt buckle.
I don't have that. Actually, I'll get one.
Get when you some boots.
When you play, do you just throw on the hat?
Yeah.
It makes you feel good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Headset, too?
Yes.
You got to have the whole thing.
I do it like Dion does. I'll put the headset like this, so it's like not on the brim. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, don't mess it up.
Yeah. Can't mess it up. So.
By the way, Connor, I haven't been here since our last... Since 2 weeks ago, we ruined each other's days with our picks you picked the Tigers to beat the Guardians in Game 5, and I think it was my fault. I came back and picked Vandy to beat Kentucky, and we both ended up sad.
Yeah.
So
bluer than blue.
I mean, I was glad Vandy won. I did get it right, but yes, the Tigers blew it.
I have a thing now where, like, when we do these picks, I'll go 2 of 3 every week.
Yeah.
I'll miss one.
Someday I'm going to be bored and I will go back and I will figure out what all of our records are and I'll come in for the show. I don't know if it'll be anytime soon with Vandy starting up again, but maybe like next spring I'll go back and we'll
I'm feeling 3 of 3.
We'll have like 100 different ones.
If you go back and listen to all the NRL picks that I gave out, that's 100%.
I may not find all of those.
1,000.
If you go all the way back to February and January.
See that average.
I may give up on the NRL stuff.
I didn't mention, the Penrith Panthers did win.
They won the Super Cup or whatever it's called.
The Grand Final.
The Super Cup. Yeah, I don't know.
You make it sound like a Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Like Grand
Star Cup.
Yeah.
They won their fourth Grand Final in a row. It's incredible. First time ever.
Wow.
What a dynasty.
Yeah, it is.
Can't believe that this didn't make more headlines.
It should have.
Jake, how you feeling about your Hokies?
They got Georgia Tech coming up in about 2 minutes. My whole family's out there again.
Picture today?
What's on the tailgate
menu? I know.
Menu?
We didn't get a tailgate picture. They were talking about that last weekend. My dad was like so happy that we talked about them on the air.
But we're talking again, Mr. Lyman.
I don't think they're listening. I think Sandman's probably happening right now.
That's
true.
Are they jumping?
Georgia Tech doesn't have their starting quarterback today.
Oh, he's out again?
Yeah, Haynes King not playing. So
him out by 40.
It's Kyren versus Pyron at quarterback today between the Techs. So we'll see how that one goes. We got a packed day on the game, Nashville Sports Network. Here on the game, coming up next, Oklahoma and Ole Miss. That is our college football game of the week. And then at 6, Predators and Blue Jackets. Over on 94.9 The Fan, Vandy in Texas starting at 1:30. And then World Series Game 2 right after that. So you got any sports that you want to listen to today? You're driving around? You can find it right here on the game, Nashville Sports Network. Again, coming up next, Oklahoma and Ole Miss right here on the game. For Connor Newt, Nick Frazier, Jake Wallman, I'm Jake Lyman signing off. This has been Four's Company here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.
See ya!